Nike released a new shoe this morning, and this was the scene in a lot of places. This video from Indianapolis shows people trampling each other to get a pair of the new Nike Air Jordan Retros. Yeah, King 5's Natalie Swaby has more on the madness in Tukwila, where police had to step in.
It just moved everybody to one single line, so they're pretty upset.
We're in the middle of pushing each other.
They're fighting over these shoes.
Everyone's fighting over the shoes.
The anger and arguments for this.
There you have it, the Concord 11s.
Carlisa Williams made it to the mall by midnight to get her hands on a pair, but left with more than she bargained for.
I'm just glad that I got them and I'm out of there because it's too hectic.
Yeah, I would say that it was verging on a riot.
Police say the crowd swelled to more than 1,000 people. Some bent a door off its hinge and pushed their way in, while outside, line cutting led to violence.
Everybody was trying to stop the fight and they just started spraying.
Police say pepper spray was used to break up fights.
I don't think the mall handled this at all. I'm not even 5 foot. So everybody around me is so much taller, pushing, shoving. I can barely breathe.
It left her asking, all this for shoes?
Yeah, the Concords. We're not making these ever again.
Everybody just wanted to have them first so they could sell them.
They're just shoes at the end of the day, you know? It's not risking your life. It's not nothing risking your life over.
Police say the mall had contacted them before this shoe event and requested that two officers be on hand overnight. The mall did not anticipate such a large crowd, and in the end, 24 officers were needed to control the situation. In Tukwila, Natalie Swaby, King 5 News.
While the shoe is sold out in many places, you can find it on plenty of online auction sites. That's where people are selling the sought-after sneaker for more than double the store price, but safer, though.